Oh shit, I just burped. My bad. What up, y'all? Welcome.
Hi.
To another episode of motherfucking Horrible Decisions. This your girl Mandy B, aka Pat the Stallion, aka that motherfucking bitch.
I'm Wheezy. You guys, it may not be our weekend, but we're gonna celebrate Juneteenth weekend in July. Because why the fuck not? If you have this time off. If there's a holiday on your calendar that maybe wasn't a holiday for you, fuck it. Let's just do a repeat. Happy Juneteenth again. Take this.
Well, week. I know everyone is like, I guess, I'm not sure if people are still celebrating the 4th. I know a lot of y'all are doing the 4th. I mean, it's still like a holiday where I think people just want an excuse to get outside. I don't think they're really celebrating it. I just think people going to be outside. But we know motherfucking Florida ain't going to be at the beaches, though.
Why?
Y'all motherfuckers. Girl, they closing the beach. They done closed the beaches in Florida on that ass.
Oh, no.
So I won't be going to Florida probably for the rest of 2020 the way them motherfuckers are cutting up out there. So I told my mom, enjoy life. See you next year.
Damn.
Hope everything is good.
I mean, I'll be honest with y'all. I'm leaving Mexico this week. As you're listening to it, it'll be my last fucking day. But the second we back on lockdown, yo también, whatever that means, I'm back in this bitch. Telling you, I already know
we're going on lockdown again. I am actually like deep cleaning my apartment. I've been here for like 4 years now, but like I'm adding wallpaper. I threw everything out. I'm getting like some new furniture. I'm excited. I'm looking around right now. Like I'm redoing everything. So I spent too much money at Home Goods today. I was talking to my boy Asante. Shout out Asante. He got me getting the Switch. So I'm about to get on some motherfucking video games and shit once the motherfucking, you know, lockdown happens again.
I mean, video games are fun as fuck, and I feel like I don't play them enough, but I've been playing more games on my phone since quarantine. Like a decorating game, actually, which is kind of like inspo for my apartment because, bitch, my new shit is lit. I laid that shit the fuck out. I went on Pinterest and like picked one color scheme, chose the photos I wanted on the wall, and he even kept the same photos but just put them in frames. It looks so much better without a fucking thumbtack in it. I don't know why I hadn't been.
Adulting sucks. I like what's crazy is like when your mama be like, "Bitch, don't put your feet on my couch." You don't really know what it means until you have to buy a couch and a bed, and you see how fucking expensive furniture the fuck is. I'm not really doing anything for the holiday, but I am making plans with my little toy friend. I've been on my period, bitch. And so I'm like, damn, I feel like I ain't had your dick in forever.
Because I thought you had a 3-day period.
I'm getting abstinent dick. Yeah, but I moved out of my house. So I've been in Long Island.
Why'd you move out?
Because a pipe busted. So they got to check for mold. They have to do all this, which is why I got rid of everything. So I've literally been in Long Island while they're testing everything.
Do you get some money?
No, I didn't get no money, but they're making everything fine, which is why I'm just like, okay, well, maybe this is the push for the spring cleaning that I needed.
Yeah, for sure.
And so basically I'm in Long Island and bitch, it's like over an hour away. So he's already come out there twice, but bitch, he was coming over my crib every motherfucking day. He not coming to Long Island every fucking day.
Yeah, so that's pretty far. What did I buy? Oh, my couch. When I was like looking for a new couch, the one thing I knew I wanted was a modular sectional where the legs are like tucked in. You can't really see them. And then I wanted it minimalist. So I picked
modular. What the fuck is that?
It mean it ain't got no legs, ho. Like bitch, my mom with that guy she fucked in the story. If you don't know what we're talking about, go check back and listen to the episode. But anyway, let's get into some vanilla shit. And it's vanilla shit that's going to remind you of last week's episode. Pero, like, not the same thing because...
Oh, God, here
we go.
Was
that a Jamaican Spanish?
Here we go. No, that was not Jamaican at all, bitch.
No, I said it because the same thing. That's what I said.
But
like,
but you said pero.
It's
like,
not ain't nobody saying pero. The same because one is a couple, is a couple, and the other is single, hombre, and he is going to talk.
Okay,
to
we are not going to do this whole
yes,
thing.
Yes, I am.
In this
Let me try to get
no,
this through. Hold on,
you not because I hate it. I hate this motherfucking accent, bitch.
You
I don't
do.
Even like accents.
But technically,
I don't like accents.
So he
bitch, take that shit on 90 Day Fiance.
He talking to Angela Yee, and
no,
he's
no,
saying,
no, 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 We're not going to do that. Y'all, if you don't know what she's saying, because, bitch, I don't. Basically, right. The vanilla shit for this week.
I got it.
I love that we're actually two being able to talk about something current. But
I'm also glad that her comments came out since we've done this, because I don't believe them.
Well, I do too. I guess before we get into this, I do want to play a clip. And so, bitch, I'm going to get my little producer on. So we are going to play a clip from the interview that we're about to discuss. It is with August Alsina and Angela Yee. Shout out Angela Yee for such a dope interview. But we're going to play the clip and we're going to let y'all listen to it before we do a deep dive.
Here's what I'll say. People can have whatever ideas that they like, but what I'm not okay with is my character, you know, being in question. Mm-hmm. When certain things are questionable that I know is not me, or that I know that I haven't done, you know, contrary to what some people may believe, I'm not a troublemaker. You know, I don't like drama. Drama actually makes me nauseous, you know what I'm saying? And I also don't think that it's ever important for people to know what I do, who I sleep with, who I date, right? But in this instance, it's very different, because as I said, there's so many people that are side-eyeing me, looking at me questionable about it. I mean, I've lost money, friendships, relationships behind it. And I think it's because people don't necessarily know the truth, but I've never done anything wrong. Mm-hmm. I love those people, right. Literally, like my family. I don't have a bad thing to say about them. They are beautiful people. You know, when something starts affecting my life, and not only affecting my life, but affecting my wellness and my well-being, and also starts to block my heart space is blocked. I don't really have a choice but to express my truth. I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership that they've spoken on several times, and it, you know, not involving romanticism. Mm-hmm. He gave me his blessing. And I totally gave myself to that relationship for years of my life, you know? And I truly and really, really deeply loved and have a ton of love for her. I devoted myself to it. I gave my full self to it. So much so to the point that I can die right now and be okay with knowing that I truly gave myself to somebody.
Right.
And now we're about to do a deep dive.
So what you heard, by the way, just to sum it up, there's been rumored that he was dating Jada Pinkett Smith. And so if you look at some pictures that people have seen online, they've said they were together. And basically, he addressed those rumors saying that he was once romantically linked to her. And he claimed that Will approved it and it transformed into what he described as a non-romantic life partnership. Now, that is in regards to their marriage. However, I do want to say this, which I kind of get annoyed that people are like acting like their marriage means nothing. They were just saying the marriage they felt like could be up and down. Like, people use that word and you see people get divorced, whatever. So they're just saying no matter what happens, we will always be together. They never have said that they weren't romantically involved anymore. And I'm talking about Will and Jada specifically. So from what you heard in the clip, that was a whole runaround of basically stars and moon and love. And it sounds like they fucking.
No, so I don't even know if y'all remember, we've had many episodes where we've talked about celebrity couples that we would want to fuck. I've oftentimes said Will and Jada, I want both of their fine asses, but also because I feel like Will either gets pegged or is a cuck and they are super into the swinging lifestyle.
Why do you feel like he does?
Well, this is something that they've mentioned. Like, even Jada was like, listen, even if we together and you got to go be with somebody else at the other side of the house and I got to
be with someone on the other side, right?
By the way, and I don't know if y'all know, but I know the tea finna come out soon because Tisha Campbell ain't happy. Word on the street is, and y'all, this ain't coming from me, this is coming from the streets, but that Will actually had a romantic relationship with Dwayne Martin, and he's the reason, well, one of the reasons that him and Tisha Campbell got a divorce. So I feel like they have an open relationship sort of arrangement where both of them can have other partners. I think it's also funny, there was a clip circulating about where Will was getting a massage, and I don't know if it was even by August or not, but he was like, ooh, a man, only a man knows how to please a man the right way. And I was like, oh,
I saw that clip, and I was like, okay. Now, I will say this much. If that was true, because, like, that's been a little rumor for a long time that Will is bi, I feel like it's so necessary because we really don't have any prominent bisexual male black figures at all.
Oh, I said, I tweeted it. I said, I would love for him to come out and be that.
If it's true, I don't want to say that it's true. I don't know if it's true. Of course, we don't know. But moreover, let's talk about why it kind of relates to last week. A lot of people were making jokes about how the throuple episode came just in time, but I didn't take it as something that was happening between the three of them. For me, what they've given off is that they're both very comfortable with the other person having other partners, which is not throuple. It's not, I mean, to me, that's ethical non-monogamy. I don't even
remember. I mean, shit, Will got with Jada while she was still super fucking in love with Tupac. So he's pretty much had to share Jada their whole relationship anyways, because that woman has not given up on her love for another man being Tupac, even though he's dead. So, I mean, I just think that they have an understanding going on. But aside from that, I think it's interesting that Will and Jada have come out and denied that Will came out and denied that there was any situation at all. And then Jada was like, so I never had an affair. And so I think that that says a lot. Can't hear you.
Maybe she thinks she didn't have an affair.
You're not. Wait. You're not going to. Don't mute this mic because it's not going well. So it's fine. Just don't mute the mic anymore.
Well, do you want to keep doing the episode? Because I don't know if they're going to stop hammering.
I mean, I guess we'll keep doing it. But if you're like, I don't want to keep talking and I feel like you're not, I can't hear.
All right. Well, if it goes on another 10 minutes, then we can stop. So let me just mark the minute where we are. Hold on. 10 minutes exactly. Okay. I don't know. I think that maybe Jada is saying that it's not an affair because it's not in her eyes. And I'm hoping that's what she discusses on the Red Table Talk, because to me, an affair is deceit and lying and cheating. And if you do have an understanding in your marriage where you can be with other people, then no, you're not having an affair. So I get why it would be bothersome to her, because right. If she really believes that she's respecting the boundaries of her marriage, then that's what she does. Also, people on Twitter are weird as fuck. The way that, like, they're dissecting it. And, like, I'm kind of new to Twitter. I started last year.
Twitter didn't try to dissect us and don't know us. Twitter is for the... I mean, Twitter is a great laugh if you follow the right people. It's also a great secondary source for porn. But Twitter is
porn.
A whole bunch of not shit. I told you that's where I find all of, like, my good amateur porn stars is Twitter. So I love it.
Well... I really hope and I wish these two piece, because honestly and truly, Will and Jada are couple goals for all of us. I think they're dope as shit. And
I want them.
And it makes me sad to think that people may be thinking less of
them. I'll suck his dick and eat her pussy. Like, bring it in. And if you want to add August in there too, I'll join
he
in.
He used to be fine. I don't know what he had going on with that hair.
Okay, the hair was bad, but girl, everybody has a bad hair day. Fuck that shit.
What was going on with, what was he, was that his project? Because it was on his YouTube. What did he have going on? I saw there was like teases of Angela Yee having a new
show. Well, he just released a new album, which actually I enjoy it.
Okay, so that was his thing. He must have asked Ange to do it.
Yeah, not that this is a music podcast, but it's called The Project 3. State of Emergency. I enjoy it.
Wow,
I love.
So I don't know how August and Mandy know each other, but this bitch.
We don't. Calm down. Calm down. Calm
it's
down,
called
bro.
The Project 3. If you listen to track 12.
Calm down, bitch. I love me some August Alsina, and I love that he has a new project out. Like, I'm here for
it. What an album drop. Speaking of pussy eating, you said you would eat Jada's pussy. This is a very basic hors d'oeuvre.
I was about to say, I feel like you've given this tip like 30,000 times.
No. But it's got some stats to it. No. I haven't given this tip particularly. I talk a lot about like things to do with your mouth. But circles on the clit, there was a study done at the Indiana University of 1,055 women, and 3 out of 4 of them like tracing circles on their clit with fingers or tongue. Now, of course, you can ask somebody what they want, but assuming that you're not asking questions or you're trying something new, this circular motion is, honestly, I think I do it when I masturbate, now that I'm thinking about it. Like, and I'm like rubbing this way. I probably am. I think like I go a like DJ this. Scratching.
See, and if I don't have my womanizer, I feel like I finger like this. Like, I don't feel like I do circles. I feel like I go like, I don't
okay,
know
no,
what,
I do
what's
do
that
circles.
Motion.
I see the other day I had to do it while this nigga was asleep. He wasn't feeling well, so I couldn't get dick. So I was like, okay, I'm just masturbate. And I was trying not to like move my hand too much like this way. So I did some circular shit. Bitch, I killed it. I killed my own pussy. I fucking took my entire hand, not just 2 fingers, but like all the palm and everything, and like circular motion my clit. Oh my God. It was amazing. It was like, I was so proud of myself that I felt guilty that he missed out. It was really good. But I just want to say that the alphabet thing that you guys are learning about pussy eating isn't necessarily the right way. I think it's just trying to get your tongue in a less awkward motion, but try not to just use your tongue. Also use your mouth, like making your mouth a suction cup over the clit and like going in a rotating motion. That helps. Actually moving your head. Don't be scared. I feel like
it's so crazy because I know we're doing like these sex tips, and I've been thinking of tips along the way of me getting abstinent dick, because I have a nigga that I cannot keep up with now. Holy fucking shit. The abstinent dick that I've been getting. Holy fuck. I've done new positions that
I
want to share with y'all.
I just
y'all.
Really wish you would stop saying abstinent dick. Like,
what? It is abstinent dick.
No,
it's
a, shout out to Liz Goldwyn on the sex ed. Mandy and I were both featured on her season finale about
and
celibacy.
When I did it, I was abstinent, bitch.
But you got to stop bullshitting. People take their abstinence
but
seriously.
No, that's cool that they take it seriously. Bitch, I did too for the 2.5 months
so
I ain't get dick.
So you're not abstinent anymore.
But now this is the dick that I was getting while I was telling hoes I was abstinent when I really wasn't. So bitch, it's my abstinent dick, ho. Fran said I can be abstinent and still get dick, and I just don't have to tell nobody. So now I'm openly telling y'all that for the month, one of the months that I said I was abstinent, I was getting motherfucking dick, and it was the best dick that I got in my life. Do you know, real quick, let me tell y'all how bad it is. Is it bad that I gave him 24/7's ringtone? Bitch, I switched all 24/7's
nah,
ringtone.
It's not that bad.
And gave it to this nigga.
It's like
so
a
now
twins.
I hear it. Din, 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 din.
What's doot doot?
It's his ringtone.
Let's hear it because that was
be loud.
Really
you
want to
hear his ringtone?
Dumb what you just said.
No, I'm a, because it vibrates and keeps going on, and I'm able to hear it. And
doot 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 doot.
So this is his ringtone. Hold on.
The playground.
Playtime.
Playtime.
Yes.
Well, do you know so how I know the name of that ringtone?
How do you know the ringtone?
I'll tell you. You guys are not going to believe this, and I can't
believe.
We're going to
pick the same ringtone for our lovers.
Oh, no. Miss Wheezy, who does not believe in birth control, got so scared when I had to take 4 Mexican pregnancy tests that Joe now... on birth control, okay? And I said, what alarm am I going to use to remind me to not get pregnant and take this pill? And it is playtime because it's so fucking childish that it makes me...
It is. So the reason why I like it is because it's the only ringtone that'll wake me up in my sleep because it vibrates and rings and it goes on forever. It's not just like...
Wait, they all don't vibrate and ring?
No, but like when I get a ding, it's just a ding. I don't wake up on ding, but this one plays for like fucking 4 seconds. So, bitch, I'll wake up for that hoe. And now that it's also triggered me to a booty call message because it was 24/7s, it's just like, ooh, I know who's hitting me. Fuck you,
well,
bro.
Know,
so I'm mad that my nigga's ringtone is your birth control alarm.
Well, it just feels like a fucking baby. Like it just.
Well, he my baby.
Yo, woo.
You know what I mean?
Who is this? Baby. I'm sick. I want to leave.
Just so y'all know, on the Patreon episode, them hoes was roasting us like, damn, we're going to have to call y'all responsible decisions or relationship decisions.
It's the fucking Rugrats.
That sound like, it sound like you about to hop on some dick. Okay, don't say Rugrats while I talk about hopping on some dick.
Dude, 100% niggas is going to think of Rugrats. That's what they stole that fucking beat from.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
Rugrats was.
Yo, I was just fucking watching this comedy show. Who was it? Was it Andre?
Well, I watched Tiffany Haddish, y'all. That hoe is not funny.
It's Andre.
I tried to laugh, but I did not.
Really?
Tiffany Haddish, her stand-up on Netflix was trash.
That's how she got famous.
And I love her. Kudos to black women, but she just wasn't funny.
I wanted to like Amanda Steele's stand-up. I didn't like that too much either. I
didn't check hers yet.
I actually changed a lot of my feelings towards her. I really didn't like her at first because I just felt like...
Uh-oh. Oh, you didn't like her? Now you like her?
She's growing on me, yeah. I just felt like she was just too brash. And then people that I know personally have said things about their encounters with her, which made me also not like her. That influenced my opinion. But not even that. It's just like her attitude about like, well, if you don't like me, fuck you. It's like, do you want us to buy books and watch your shit? Like,
I mean, I feel like I have that attitude. But to me, she just comes off kind of contradictory. Like, and I feel like she never really apologized to the black man that she accused of sexual assault and that came out to be innocent, like, and that it really didn't happen. And I just feel like she just is constantly on the attack of black men that I don't like, but she has a lot of black men friends.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. I appreciated, I really didn't like her Breakfast Club interview, but she did say one thing. She was like, everybody feels like I attack black men, but... She's like, I would rather us check our own than somebody else do it. And she's right. Black men do need to be checked. I mean, they're killing trans women more than anybody else. Like, it ain't like black men ain't out here fucking up. And I would prefer one of our own to do it than some random motherfucker. But, I mean, what I liked that what she said is, for her people, she's like, I'm a rider for my people. And when you guys understand and see what I'm trying to do, then you'll appreciate me. And
well, I'll wait to see what she's trying to do because I don't get it.
Well,
I'll wait.
I think she educates people a lot more than we realize, even if it's not me or you. Like what Sean King's page does, and a lot of people find him to be controversial, I'd rather follow Amanda Seals for that. And I don't really like her, but I'd rather have the message from a black girl than somebody else. But speaking of changed opinions, today's episode is going to be fun.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Because horrible decisions. Has made some horrible decisions. And over the last 3.5 years, we have changed our minds on a lot of different things. If you guys were listening to our Patreon episode, one of the things I said was Mandy saying lovers. And I remember verbatim.
Bruh,
she's like, my lovers. I'm like, bitch, when you started saying this, she's like, I always said that. However,
I can call them my lovers.
Never did you, bitch, because you asked me why I called niggas my lovers. I said, why not?
I don't love these niggas. But I do love these niggas now as friends. And what's crazy is, even like, and when we get into this conversation, fuck you, ho, because I know that they're my lovers now, but it's crazy because we're now having the conversation, like me and my lovers, the ones who have been around for quite some time, the ones who have wives and nonetheless have been in my life for a very long minute. I've let them know because some of them want to see me. And I said, well, I'm dealing with somebody at the moment. So I'm having to let my hoes know kind of got somebody.
Oh, and boy.
Even one was in my live the other day, and I started talking about him, and he gonna roll his eyes. I'm like, nigga, then get out my live.
How you know he rolled his eyes?
Because he rolled his eyes in front of everybody.
Oh, I thought you meant in an emoji.
No, the emoji. That's what I'm talking about. Oh. He put a little emoji in my comments. So I had to check him, like, wouldn't stay off my live, because I'm going to
be
talking about
it. Well, it's super contradictory. Like, niggas expect girls to always be like, okay, whatever, when they get women in their lives, but it's not the same for us. Like, the fuck? Oh, I got a girl, but no, nigga. Anyway, I'm going to start with number one. I can't believe I'm about to say it. But
here you go.
I felt like in the beginning of this show, and actually I'll say maybe as recently as 6 months ago, I did not appreciate casual sex for myself without emotion.
You sure didn't. It used to come for me like, oh my God.
I could not understand you? It. Because I felt like if you don't have a connection with somebody, what's the point in like wasting your body? Like what's the point in like wanting to have that experience? But it's just not, I don't know, like without chemistry. But I will say this much, and maybe it's because I got a nigga. But I realized if I wanted to have a fling, I could, mainly because my emotions are somewhere else. So maybe I really do still need emotions. But the more I think about it, you know, I have these moments where I'll think about sleeping with people. Or it comes across my mind. I'm like, well, why now? But not usually have I felt that way. And I think it's because I have my emotional connection. I have my love. I have my safety. So now wow. It's like, oh, okay. I could fuck with a nigga just cause.
I just want y'all to know that this is why we have this show, to say how dumb us women are. Do you know I'm in the complete opposite like scenario now? Like where I finally had feelings for a nigga. So I'm like, nah, I don't even want no other dick. I'm good with this dick that I got because now I actually like the nigga. What, this is
okay, well, let backwards, me explain my way. I, just because I'm in love, I just know it's not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We talking about babies, buying property, second homes. It ain't going nowhere, and neither am I. So if I want some dick, bitch, because I need Miami, I'm going to get it. Now I know.
It's crazy. And I literally was like,
wait, let me see where
I'm going to behave in Miami. I literally let him know before going to Miami that I was going to behave. Like, I don't want no casual dick, no extra dick, no other dick. However, and I'm going to say it on the pod because y'all could come and check me if y'all need to. But, bitch, you see the sex clubs open here in New York. And so I was thinking of taking them to one because they're going through COVID. Like, they're going to, you know, they, like, Daniel's being
right, like, maybe you shouldn't kiss and that's it.
Well, no, I'm down to have people watch us. And for us to watch others, I don't think we'll partake in joining anybody. But I feel like in a sex club, bitch, there'll be less people in there than what was in Home Goods. Home Goods had a capacity of 94 people, bitch. So I'm like, as long as we just watch and don't interact with another couple, I think we'll be fine.
I don't think, well, yeah, voyeurism is a great and safe way to. The only thing with sex clubs is, and here's where my bouge kicks in, them beds. I don't care how nice the sex club is.
I don't fucked in a stairwell. I don't give a fuck.
I'm not saying that I give or I don't give a fuck, but stairwells are different because you're standing up. So
you can stand up on a bed. You're only on your hand. Like, even if you get, so just stand on your, bitches, just get fucked from the back because then y'all are on your knees.
I need to be the first person on the bed. That's all I'm saying. And if you guys have ever been to a sex club, you'll know what I'm talking about. Because in my drunkest and highest moment, it still kicks in where I'm like, oh my God, there's like someone came here. And it's not come that I've had. And I don't know.
Bitch, if you fucking hotels, what the fuck you think?
Well, at least they washed them, Mandy. And first of all, you know I'm a stand for a bougie hotel.
It don't matter. Other people have fucked in that bed.
On the mattress with clean sheets on top of them. You want to tell me that there's a difference from a brand new fucking Four Seasons hotel bed from the sex club bed that niggas just fucked on?
I think that they changed the same way. They changed the sheets.
I've never seen anyone in a sex club change sheets. Have you?
Bruh, have you saw your maid change sheets? No, they change it when you leave. And maybe they don't even change it, bitch. You don't even really know.
Okay.
You don't know what Maria doing, ho.
Wow. Anyway, I'm gonna,
but anyway, y'all, I'm going to say something that has changed for me over the last 3 years, and something that I learned from this podcast, and it's actually differentiating between female and woman. It's a conversation I actually just recently had with my mom. We had the conversation regarding not only Dwayne Wade's son, but just like having the conversation. And I want to say it was
Sam White episode.
Sam White.
I remember that because people got on
and
us.
They got on us because we was like female, woman, women, females, blah. And we didn't really know the difference. And so I guess for those of you who are tuning in, there is actually a difference. Female is your gender assigned at birth. Woman is how you identify. And so it's crazy because I also just had this conversation with my toy friend. And we had the conversation between feminine and masculine and sub and dom. And I was basically letting him know that even someone who is gay can still be masculine. And just how Just because you're gay doesn't mean that you're not masculine in presenting or that you don't have masculine traits. And what you do in the bedroom doesn't make you feminine. So we had those conversations. And I think, honestly, just with this podcast, I mean, those are things that we've been checked on by guests and we've learned and we've adjusted our, I guess, vocabulary since then. So yeah, so the use of woman and female, that's something that I've definitely changed in my day-to-day life since starting this podcast. So what's your number two?
I'm actually gonna sidetrack into this because I learned some stuff yesterday and it honest to God really surprised me. So one of the things that I have changed my stance on, well, not necessarily stance, but just understanding of why people do it, is DL culture. And it recently came up from some conversation on Twitter, but I want to particularly say something because you just said masculine presenting. So when I think about download culture, I'm like, okay, a dude who's straight or married, this is how I think from what I know, dude who's straight or married to a woman and he's down low fucking niggas. However, I found out a lot about DL being a subculture within Grindr and shit like that. So let me read you guys what I found. It's obviously, well, obvious to me, an African-American slang term, black term, for men who usually identify as hetero but have sex with men. Now, there are many cases where it's referred to as a sexual identity because men are using it to wipe out perceived norms about masculine attributes. So if a man is actually gay and saying he's down low, in some cases, he is referring to his attitude, how he looks, and his behavior, much like saying mask. A lot of black men are saying DL as how they come off to the world. And I wanted to just share just a few things about why black men have done this. A lot of it has to do with the church. I did some research and found out that the black church has been the most unaccepting of black gay men, which to no surprise, I mean, the most disrespected person in the country and America, as Malcolm X has said, is the black woman. But I believe secondary to that is black gay men, if not the top of the totem pole. It's been a lot more of a struggle for black gay men at work, with their families, safety reasons, not being beat up where they're from, or from whoever. And I actually just got a little bit of a quote from a friend of the show, Jerome Trammell, who brought up Marcus Willoughby. If you guys remember, it's someone who killed themselves over being DL and being caught on video and being found out in that way, allegedly. And he said, and I quote, "The reason there has been download men and men who cannot disclose they sleep with is because hetero black men and especially black women do not allow black men to express and explore their sexuality without scrutiny. Black men are only allowed to be straight or gay if they're bi, they date trans women, and etc. are labeled gay, which is a trash way of thinking. The narrative of men should just be honest is bullshit because when they are, they've faced backlash and been persecuted. Marcus Willoughby suffered depression, was bullied online in a viral video for openly dating a trans girl, and later committed suicide." And I think that it's just good to acknowledge, you know, it's obviously, I think the thing that we all don't agree with is the lying, especially in a partnership where you are with a woman and you can't be honest about your other side. But we all just as a community have to make that open space. And I think that's truly what Horrible Decision is making a space for people to be comfortable about their sexuality. And I just want us to recognize that the next time we meet somebody closeted, especially black men who may not feel safe to come out. It's not easy. I mean, Lil Nas X, totally young, fun, black boy, people still shitting on him on fucking Twitter is insane to me for being gay and who's open and comfortable with being gay. But what I will say that I'm impressed by is him not coming out until he had that hit single. It's like, let me make my way and then you niggas can know, because I need to know you already fuck with me. Same with Frank Ocean. And I just appreciate those men out there who have been, you know, able to come out, and also shed my love to those who haven't found the way to do it yet.
Yeah, I definitely think that it's a loaded conversation. And I don't think that We would do that conversation justice. So if there are any maybe down low men, we can find a way to keep you anonymous, but maybe to get you on across with a gay man to have that conversation of what it's like and what you go through. I would definitely like to have that. I have been in relations and had friends who have lived that lifestyle. And I know that it hurts them and hurts everyone involved more than anything. So that's definitely a conversation I think we should bring to the podcast. But just also, it has more so to do with the fact that society doesn't accept sexuality. It's the same way children are sexualized at an early age. It's the same way why if a woman wears, you know, skin-clad clothes, she asks to be raped. And for whatever reason, society just has this dumb-ass almost entitlement to everyone's sexuality and judges someone based on what they like to do behind closed doors and who they love. And I think that we won't see the dismantle of the DL culture until society learns that your sexuality does not make you as a person and who you are and doesn't change who you are.
That's so what really sucks. Again, it does. You know, our community more than it is everyone else's. Like, it's been so hard for Black men to come out and Black women as well. And I feel like, you know, I said it to Mandy yesterday, it's like white people you see their coming out parties, and with Black people, it's not the same energy. And in a lot of cultures, minority ridden cultures, but mainly, you know, the thing that I read about the church that I found to be so interesting that I didn't even understand really was like,
I told y'all the church with the bullshit.
For real, like it's that, this idea perpetuating that, you know, homosexuality is gay. And for some reason, the fact that we grow up thinking that and being brainwashed to thinking that it's wrong or that it's bad. And, you know, but just to quickly add, the other thing that I did find on gay hookup apps that it's saying, as far as Grindr, also in Craigslist, when you select DL, it's a coded way for men to say, I'm looking to have sex with men, but I don't talk
discreetly
or act like the stereotype, which to me is even more insulting. It's kind of weird. Just use the word mask if you want to say that. Right. But yeah, I mean, it says here from a few quotes, Jeffrey McCune, who has done some like scholarly work on the down low phenomenon. He says churches technically, in essence, require Black men to be on the DL. And basically,
of course, I mean, I told you, like, churches is bullshit. And shout out, if you're a new listener too, if you would go back and listen to Sex in the Church, it was featuring Corey and Pastor Corey, and it was just such a good episode. But really dig into that.
He
discussed it as well. I guess so. Something else that has changed for me from the beginning of this podcast to now, y'all all know my views on feet, and I'm gonna say something that is shocking to me as well, and I like licked a big toe of my toy friend because he had his foot up by my face, and it was just like my leg was on and his foot was just right here and his big toe was just right there. And I was just like, dang, your big toe look cute. And so like, I'm really fully into this foot fetish thing. I gave him a foot massage and I licked his big toe, y'all. So Jesus fucking Christ. I don't know who the fuck I am. It was just right there.
Speaking
and his
of
foot
licking
is nice.
Feet. Not I said the you cat. Don't look but
you did.
Nope. We're at the pool. We were on vacation. It's so ironic that I'm saying on vacation in Mexico. But for real, we've been living here so long. We went to another city to chill out. And we're at the top of this pool. And I'm in the pool. He's sitting at the top and his feet are up. And I was like, you ever had bitches suck your feet? Like suck on your toes and shit? And he said, with no hesitation, yeah, I like that. I was like, ah!
So he telling you need to suck his toes.
I'm trying to see if you hear me. So I'm like, so why you ain't tell me? And he's like, well, we ain't never get there. I'm like, you like sucking toes too? And he's like, I mean, like sometimes, but I like it on me. I'm like, sometimes, so you don't like my feet? Niggas want to fuck my feet. So then
I'm thinking of actually putting a foot job on my OnlyFans because I got these little red toes now and I ain't got the acrylic, bitch, because we've been in quarantine. My big toe done grew a little bit
good.
Out.
I hate acrylic toes. It looks
weird.
Don't
do that. My acrylic toe is cute, bitch.
I mean, as long as it's like aligned with the other one's fine.
I mean, all my toes the same length anyway.
No. The nail. Like, if it's not a long ass acrylic.
I don't do the long acrylic.
Wait, so. But would it be his dick?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He the only dick. He cool with it. He cool with it. He a little freak.
Yo, honestly, you know what I mean? You gonna get a surge, nigga, because I might have to pay. How much is your OnlyFans? I gotta know.
It's only $11.99, but I done put it on discount for the quarantine or whatever.
if you jerk a dick off, I'm looking.
And his dick is shamelessly so nice. And he ain't really got no tattoos for real, for real. So it's cool. It's just gonna look like a little, and it's not little, but it's gonna look like a little black dick right there, looking all sexy and shit.
No,
you're
not gonna be able to stop though.
Why? No, I'm not gonna be able to stop.
Like, once you do one foot job, their niggas is gonna be like, give us more.
That's fine. I'm about to be like, ooh, now you gotta come on my feet. So I'm gonna make them come on my feet.
How many people are on your OnlyFans right now?
I don't know. I think I only got like 19. I don't really be posting, bitch. I had to go on there because I realized I ain't posting like 3 weeks. I was like, ooh, let me stop collecting y'all coins and not post. So I was like, okay, let me post. But bitch, it's been quarantined and I haven't been able to get my feet done. I don't want to put up no crusty feet.
I can understand the sacrifice for like quarantine. You're like, what do y'all niggas really want me to do? Start with my hands?
Like, shit. And look, like, yeah. I told y'all, so my little boo is old. So look at my nails. I don't know who I am. He wanted me to go playing because, bitch, I've been getting all these diamonds and rhinestones. So he was like, can you try playing? And here we are.
Do you not like it?
I hate it. I feel like a toddler. I need my acrylics back.
Well, I'm picking off my gel nail polish right now because, honestly, well, you know I don't wear acrylic, but my nail polish does not fucking last in quarantine, nigga.
It does because it's nail polish.
No, gel. I've been getting gel nails. I think it's the dishes.
Well, I was going to say that my acrylics wasn't lasting, and I was like, it got to be the hand sanitizer and the dishes.
It's the dishes. My gel nails would last like four 14 days.
Bitch, I had four nails pop off. I've been carrying around my nail glue like hand sanitizer.
Nah, that's not good
bitch,
for you.
Pop that shit. Pop that shit right back on. Blah. But then I really can't even, like, you know, I'll be nervous with the jack off, the playing with the balls, and try to can't slip a finger in there or nothing like that with the acrylic.
And another thing that changed, I would like to quote Mandy saying she never got shit in the nail and niggas don't mind her acrylic.
They don't, but it's me now because I've been getting rhinestones. I told you, when I get rhinestones, I'm not putting my finger in a booty hole.
Why? What? And I've been getting rhinestones.
Yeah, but if the rhinestone gets stuck on the booty hole walls, I'll feel bad that he's shitting out rhinestones. That's really inconsiderate. Oh, and I'm not that selfish.
Dude, I have to sidetrack. My ADD's kicking in. But there's two things that just reminded me of you. One, so I've been here in Tulum for like 2 months, right? And now a bunch of people are starting to come because Mexico is one of the only places you can really travel, right? Because you can't go to Europe.
Bitch, the European border just closed.
Niggas is here in Mexico. So the other day I'm out. I'm at this party. It's like, it was Saturday. I was at Rosa Negra. I go to the bathroom. I hear some black girls come in, da-da-da-da-da, and one of them said, I can see your panties. And the other girl's like, what you want me to do? Put it in my booty hole? And I was like, yo, is Mandy here?
Mandy! Shut up.
Anyway, second thing I wanted to tell you, bitch.
People say booty hole. It's a normal
word.
No,
but it was with the same inflection. It was like booty hole.
Oh, okay.
I think, how could we spell the way you say booty hole? B-O-O-T-Y. Benton is the clip.
That's booty.
O-W. Booty hole.
Booty hole. I like a little booty hole.
Okay. So anyway.
Look, does this count as an accent because I roll my tongue? Booty hole. I say booty hole. Booty hole. Bitch, I told you. Look, I got accents too, y'all. Ooh.
Okay. So the second thing I wanted to tell you is I know you're a fan of Charmed.
I do.
Bitch, I seen Rose Evie McGowan.
No, you didn't. You saw Paige Ho? She's
been living here, bitch. So let me tell you how I'm trying to figure out who she is because I'm fucked up. But I'm like, I know this white bitch. So we out and now she's bald. And there's this cute little dog running around. And so I'm looking and like everybody's chill. Like motherfuckers ain't got shoes on. It's Tulum. They got their hippie vibe or whatever. But a lot of wealthy people been quarantining here because they own cribs here. So I'm like, how I know her? So old bae's sister was here. And she was like, ain't she? And I was like, oh my God. So I love Jawbreaker. That's how I know this bitch.
Oh shit.
So I'm trying to look people in the eyes, like to confirm, like, is that who the fuck I think it is? So I couldn't figure it out. I go and Google find her Instagram. There's no post tagging where she's at, but the dog was the dog I saw. And she talked about,
and
like,
you just knew it was, and you just knew.
But just also, I wanted to like say something, but I feel like you can't say, like, if I was in the street, maybe I'd have said something, but I feel like I know you out here hiding and shit, so I can't fucking say nothing.
Right. Well, bitch, it's fucking shitty as hell. They postponed indoor dining.
What do you
in
mean?
New York City, which
I thought it was next week.
No, girl, they postponed it. It was supposed to be open, and Cuomo said, we're going to put that on pause. So thank God I'm in Long Island. Long Island is a little bit
of a normalcy. Are you there right now?
So. No, I came back to my house because my friend's house is so big, her Wi-Fi sucks. So I came back to my crib just to record.
My Look at friend's me. House is so big.
Her Wi-Fi is, yeah.
Wow.
What? Bitch, she done gave me a car,
Why
too.
Why don't you just at your man's house? Whipping.
No, because I'm not at his house. Mind your business.
Okay.
You're asking a lot. You're asking
Mandy
a lot.
Mandy's talking about how she with him every day. I'm like.
He be over here every day.
Oh, okay. So anyway, bitch, he married.
Here you go with the bullshit.
Nah, Mandy ain't over there.
I'm changing a little bit, okay? Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. All right. So here's my last one. Dinners and drinks for side lovers. If you guys remember when I was seeing Loverboy, he was all the way in Europe, and I understood why he would want to have dinner and drinks with certain women, because it's like, you know, you miss the company, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't feel that same way today. And I can't figure out if it's because I'm more invested, two, if it's because we live in the same place, or three, if it's just because I am not as free as I was with Loverboy. It's a weird thing that I'm going through, because the other day I really was sitting down and thinking about it, right? Like, we've been having discussions, like really deep conversations about, like, we know we're going to be together. So what the fuck does this mean for other people? How, because we'll say we're open, but are we really, if we're not fucking other people? And if we start doing it, what will it look like? What's allowed? What, or not allowed, I don't like to use that word, but more so like, what are we comfortable with? And he was like, you're way too fucking emotional. You cannot handle emotions.
Duh. With other niggas. You cannot. And I've been told you that bullshit. You thought you could, but you was lying to the audience. You was lying to yourself. You was lying to me.
Listen, I have had some little one-off flings that I have not brought up on Horrible Decisions and nobody knows about. I could do this. However, I just...
Oh, lying.
I will say I understand it from the point of view of, like, if I know I'm with a sensitive-ass bitch and you think you about to be out here cuddling, kikiing with niggas, nope. But... I for me, dinners and drinks and like doing dates with other people, I cannot handle. However, sex doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, pussy asshole. You sound like me now. That's all you had to say was, damn, Mandy, I agree with you. Say it.
Did I say any of this when you talked about your toy friend and lover and behaving on vacation? Bitch, you're me. Stop.
No.
You just said you changed it a little bit when I brought up Mandy, yeah, Mary but niggas.
That, just because I was changing doesn't mean that I'm turning into you, because, bitch, you would go down to Orlando and fuck. I went to Miami and didn't fuck. So what there's a difference, sis. You was fucking because you was free and open.
Oh, my God. I that was fucking, one time Thanksgiving weekend with matter. That one white boy.
It don't matter. It don't matter. I was fucking because, bitch, these niggas was my sons. That's why. Shit. But now I got a little nigga I kind of like. Anyway, the last thing that I learned, and I guess that has changed from this podcast. And by the way, too, I'm going to actually speed this up. It's really just the conversations that I'm having with friends more so than anything. I'm checking them on things that they're saying wrong. And I say that to say that clearly we've been dragged through the mud, mostly by people who don't know the growth that we've, I guess, had publicly over the last few years. Of course, there was a clip that circulated on social media recently, and things were said regarding the trans community where Weezy and I both, instead of checking our guest, kind of laughed things off and ensued in the conversation, in which, like I said, now we know to check the people if they're saying something wrong. And we've done so with that, I think, over the past few years. But also, I want to let you guys know that we're not perfect. We're not experts. And although we are a part of the community, and we do view ourselves as voices for all of these conversations. We're learning, we're vulnerable, and we're open to be checked. And so, again, I do want to apologize for anyone that was offended by the clip that was circulating. It was in poor taste. It was taken down. But also to let you guys know that there's been many of times on this podcast, I think Weezy and I have checked each other. We've been checked by guests. We've come on and apologized if we saw that something was taken out of context. I don't think we ever do anything maliciously or mean to offend anybody. But also, we've been vulnerable to learn along this way. So again, I do just want to apologize to anyone who was offended. And I also, aside from that, fucking love the Whore Hive. Y'all was rocking for us in the comments. Y'all were sticking up for us. And I just appreciate the listeners who say that even the conversation with the thruple, they're like, had I not listened to Horrible Decisions, I wouldn't have viewed this Will and Jada thing the way I do.
I think the biggest thing, you know, for the conversation with the T word. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, it was just a clip where we had a guest on and she used that word. And then
We didn't check her for it.
And I also repeated and said, well, if we hear that word, what does that mean? And then I Googled the difference between transsexual, transgender, things like that. And this was 3 years ago, which, to a lot of your points, said 3 years ago, y'all should have known that is a slur, which I agree.
I'll be honest with you, though. I went back and listened just to the other episodes that we had. And my episode with Jamie Paris and Dustin, we had that conversation because, again, I was taking a friend of mine to the trans club. And on the flyer, it used that word on Thursdays.
I think here's so the thing with the Jamie episode that I remembered and thought about, where she necessarily didn't mind the word. And then even my episode with Hope, she was like, oh, well, I know hood niggas say it, and they don't understand what they're saying behind it. But I think for us, if the word is that trivial, much like saying nigga, I don't want to have a, well, why can't I do it too moment? And I feel like we are too much of a learning curve for a lot of people when it comes to the LGBTQ community. So it's just no reason to say it, especially when some people do find it to be that much of a slur. And another thing that I wanted to bring up too is, you know, as far as our growth, I think what was great to see and very humbling for myself is if 3 years ago I had to Google what transgender and transsexual and what different things meant, and now I'm out here like, oop, really sitting, having conversations with friends, damn near getting mad, trying to school everybody, and Tahoe included, you know, just being like, no, we've got to do this. We've got to do this. I really feel like, and I said recently, like, I do feel like I am a warrior for the trans and LGBTQ community and always will be. And even though I may have thought I was, I think it really took personal conversations and friendships for it to hit me. And I'm hoping the same for other people as well. I mean, I had a conversation watching HBO. I was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. Laverne Cox came on with Larry David, and my nigga was sitting right next to me, and he was like, is she a... And he looked at me and was like, okay, well, I know I can't say that word. And it made me feel good because it's like, okay, you learning from me. You know, those things feel good.
And not that this is an ad, but there is a new show on Netflix called Disclosure. I think for anyone interested in hearing straight from trans men and women, should definitely tune into it. Laverne Cox is also on it. But they go into how the system and art and film has kind of directed how we view trans men and women. Laverne Cox even went on there and said, because of how they portrayed trans men and women on sitcoms, in the middle of her transition, she recalls getting on a New York City subway and people laughing.
Wow.
And so the idea that trans women were a joke, and I mean, we see Jamie Foxx and Martin Lawrence, and all of them have these women characters, but we viewed them as jokes. And so if you guys have the time, I thought it was a very well put together kind of interview / documentary into the history of trans lives. And it's called Disclosure on Netflix. It's really good.
I'll check it out too.
Also, before we get into our horrible decisions, guys, again, for those of you who have not been able to march, or for those of you who can't afford to donate to any causes going on, I wanted to drop this real quick. And this is specifically because my sister has brought so much attention to this. My sister is a member of the Army. She is a sergeant in the U.S. Army. However, this is calling for justice for Vanessa Gillen. For those of you who don't know, the USA Army in Fort Hood, Texas needs to be held accountable for murdered soldier Vanessa Gillen. They did actually go ahead and have two suspects, one of which was a sergeant who committed suicide once they started looking into him. And they're now looking into a woman who may have been an accomplice for
just
it.
Just to tell you guys what happened, she told her mom, or I don't know if she texted or called her, that she had been sexually assaulted, and the next day
by the sergeant
went
yes.
missing. So it is a crazy ass story.
But also, I mean, not to really say too much topics regarding it, but my sister is actually testifying against a sergeant now in the Army who is being accused of sexual assault as well and sexual misconduct. And I just want to say to the women who go online, and she's really in solidarity. There's a woman that my sister brought to my attention who was on Facebook calling Vanessa Gillen her sister and seeking justice on Facebook. However, she's actually one of the she's on the defense list for this sergeant for sexual assault on other people. So I just want to say, for those of you who are on social media claiming to be allies for women and justices and wanting to seek justice for those women who have been sexually assaulted, you can't do so while also defending these sexual predators. I just want to say that. And I think, you know, I can drop the mic on Nicki Minaj as well. She's out here fucking making music, making songs, fucking married to a sexual predator.
I don't know why she just can't, like,
I just don't understand it either. So for the women that know what we go through as far as in the business, at the workplace, with our lovers, with our partners, sometimes family members taking advantage of us, it's just really sick that there's also still women who, you know.
I had a conversation about the Nicki Minaj thing, and it was with, I wasn't a friend. It was like just somebody I was out talking to. We were at a bar with a bunch of people. And I brought up her brother and her boyfriend or now husband. And the girl said to me, and I quote, "Well, you've got to feel bad for the girl. Imagine a year and a half dating someone and then finding out they were a sexual predator." And I genuinely right. thought in that moment, because my nigga was next to me, if someone told me right now he had done some shit with a little girl, it might hurt to let him go. But do you think I never planned to have family around you? Do you think I never planned to have children with you to know that you could do that? And trust me, right. I'm also the girl that's been 15, 16, hanging out with 20-year-old men and not understanding the complexity and how bad it was. And or even lying yeah. maybe about my age, but knowing they knew I was a fucking liar. You know what I'm saying?
For like, sure. It's just gross.
It's gross.
It's all just gross.
But
we are going to wrap up, though. Guys, I want to thank y'all for tuning in so much. Again, shout out to all of our patrons who rock with us, who support us, who is members of the motherfucking Whore Hive. If you guys are all caught up with Horrible Decisions, be sure to check us out on horribledecisions.com. Oh, bitch. Patreon.com.
/horrible decisions. We have some fun content on there, you guys. It's like 70 episodes worth of fun shit, a bunch of blogging, tears, crying, just fun shit that we don't necessarily share with, you know, the main audience, because y'all get this shit for free anyway. But
you know what I mean?
What else? Oh,
anyway,
for Fact's Sake podcast. It comes out on Tuesday. So tomorrow, if you want to listen to it, it's an episode on twins. Eddie and I had we do really weird shit. Cheese, conspiracy theories, eggs, Tiger Kings, whatever. We did our sex episode recently.
Kings with
eggs. And it's hilarious because to do Horrible Decisions and then do a sex episode with someone who is not that sexual, he was like, "Well, semen travels at this many miles per hour." I was like, "Oh, Eddie." I'm like, "What's it taste like?"
I'm weak. Well, y'all, check that out. And again, thank y'all for supporting us. We are going to leave y'all with a 5-minute motherfucking bonus clip. And again, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Peace.
Bye. So it says, "Hey, ladies, I've been in a relationship for 2 years and I've never been happier. Plus, the dick is bomb." She really spelled it like, oh,
I believe it.
"I'm a masochist and have, did I say that right? Because you become a freak.
Yeah,
ooh, yes, bitch. I was going to say shits, but I knew that was wrong. I hope your stomach hurt. And have been to actual domains with my man where they teach and train the true ins and outs of BDSM. I guess this is like what NSFW was talking about this week. I don't know if it's called domains. Maybe it's supposed to be dungeons. I don't fucking know. And it's been so helpful in the bedroom. I've been sexually liberated, a.k.a. a hoe, since I became sexually active and have explored my sexuality from top to bottom, including being with women. I'm also a certified sex educator and advocate of sexual liberation, a.k.a. freaky hoe. My boyfriend and I want to have a threesome, but we have a big problem. We don't know how to find a willing participant, so
I'm so tired of these emails.
So we agreed that I would ask a girl that I used to fuck. She thought it'd be a good idea to tell me in the moment that she had fallen in love with me.
Oh yeah, I remember this
email. And hadn't stopped thinking about me since we stopped talking over 2 years ago. We were having fun, casual sex with no strings attached, so I thought. So that made it awkward. Would it be bad to still have a threesome with her? Sincerely, a seasoned hoe.
On Patreon. Look, yes. If you guys are going to all these fucking like sex parties and shit like that, like, and you're already out there, like, you can find someone else. Don't go somewhere just because it's easy, bitch.
What's crazy is this kind of relates to the first question we got, because this is a girl who's obsessed with her and wants to be with her, but she has a nigga. She's in a relationship. So I don't think that she should complicate something, because women, as we see, can be possessive and crazy. And it's drama. It's drama. It's crazy that we have all of these emails of people wanting to bring three people.
You don't know what can of worms that could bring to your dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, true. He could end up like being like, you know what? This was a little too much. Actually, when we ran into Colette, and I was telling y'all I was thinking about it, like, she's super chill and cool. But even then, I was like, oh, my God. Like, what if... That's the thing. There's a secret, and it's not a new experience. And part of the fun of a threesome is meeting someone and courting them together. And
courting?
Like,
I ain't do that for my threesome.
No, well, like, that's a big deal, though, yeah. With threesomes, right? You meet a girl. Y'all get to take her out. You're having drinks. You don't know if you're going to fuck her or not. Like, what's going on?
What's the fun part?
And you literally, like, take all of that out. To me, that's
when she brings somebody. So you think that for the threesome that they want to introduce into their relationship, they should go out and scout someone completely new?
I just kind of think, like, relationships and threesomes are more sacred than threesomes just to get your rocks off. And I'm not shading you, but, like, you would want to fuck bitches and you would want to fuck them with the dude you was fucking. That's different. That's why you said 24/7 you were more sent. You fucking him often. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
When you have a relationship, whether it be serious or casual, it's a little different, I think, when you're, like, bringing someone in that the other person knows. If you're a couple, make it a new experience together. You shouldn't be bringing in experiences from the past. I'm
not going to lie, because even when I look into have threesomes, I don't know. I guess it's weird, because I do kind of ask the guys to just bring someone in that they already know, but that kind of doesn't, because then I don't know their dynamic.
Not even so, that. Yeah, like, to me, I guess like it should just all be new people. Texting about me after, shit like that. By the way, so I'm going to this sex party tonight with Jeeves, and this nigga was like, what should I wear? Should I wear, like, a button-up, like a suit, and wear a dress? I'm like, dude, like, just wear something chill. And he goes, I feel like I got to dress and primp and, like, get my shit ready. Like, it's a third date where you, like, you're pretty sure you're going to get it, but you're not exactly sure. And I was like, yo, that's a great point. Because the first date, you just be like, ah, whatever, fuck this nigga. Or he's really cute, right? You kind of, like, goes either way. But a third date, you got to get your ass waxed. Like, that's how I feel every time.
I don't know. I look good the first day. I don't want to see a nigga. I don't want to look regular on the first day. The first date, you do it, bruh.
I don't know. What is you talking about? The third date, because that's when I fuck.
The third day, I don't even think
every third date if there's a third.
Wait, you do the three date rule?
Hell no, not on purpose.
So the first date, I feel like
this bitch lies.
I'm gonna tell you why.
So it says, "Hey ladies, I've been in a relationship for